the processional hymn 321, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Are welcome to this service of morning prayer on this Trinity Sunday. The Festival of the Blessed Trinity, or Trinity Sunday as we usually call it, was brought to England by Thomas à Becket, 40th Archbishop of Canterbury. St. Thomas had a special devotion to the Holy Trinity, and he was consecrated Archbishop on the Sunday after Pentecost in the year 1162 at a communion of the Holy Trinity by his own request. From then onwards, this Sunday has been kept in honor of the Trinity in our Anglican communion, a reminder of the devotion of a great saint and martyr. Quite apart from this historical aspect, it is surely beneficial to be recalled to a contemplation of the God we worship and the nature of that God, following the long series of festivals and commemorations of the birth, life and work, death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 118, the traditional form of the Venite, verses 1 to 7. On page 622, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 29, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. The 29th psalm on page 622. Ascribe to the Lord, you powers of heaven. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due to his name. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The voice of the Lord is mighty in operation. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf. The voice of the Lord splits the flash of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and stripes the forest bare. The Lord sits enthroned above the water flood. The Lord shall give strength to his people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had 6 wings. With 2 they covered their faces, and with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me. I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." On page 126, the traditional form of the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
The New Testament reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. On page 131, the canticle, Glory and Honor. Page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, for you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. And we join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, preserve your church in the true faith to acknowledge with awe and reverence the mystery of the Holy Trinity. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes, and also the parish of Newry and the rector, the Reverend Scott MacDonald. We pray, too, for all churches and parishes in the Church of Ireland and throughout the Anglican Communion who are dedicated to the Holy Trinity. Give us due humility and assurance as members of the church which you have created, loved, and sanctified. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, open our human eyes to the wonders of things unseen and make all lives richer in the hope of blessings greater than we can comprehend. Give clearer vision to those seeking election to positions of power and influence. Bless Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton Harris, and the government. All MLAs, also President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Simon Harris, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and the government in the Republic. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, grant to us in our own lives a share in the mutual love of the Holy Trinity. May that unbroken harmony be shown in our families, in our work, and in all our relationships. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, be close to those who are sick or ill at home or in hospital or are recovering from illness. We pray in particular for Lord Eames. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom in continuing to advance medical research. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who are bereaved and grant them the assurance of your love. Lord, in your mercy. We remember the departed who in this world held fast to the faith of the Holy Trinity and now adore you in heaven. May their example strengthen and prepare us for the coming of joy made complete and love made perfect in your heavenly kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn number 319, Father of Heaven, whose love profound a ransom for our souls has found. In the name of the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Over the years, many preachers have said that it is far easier to preach
to hundreds crowded into the church on Christmas Eve or Easter Day than it is to discuss the doctrine of the Holy Trinity for a much smaller number on a sleepy holiday weekend in late May. Trinity Sunday is the only day of the entire church year that is devoted exclusively to a doctrine, which is never mentioned by name in Scripture. Preachers, indeed, must use caution and craft careful language to avoid the minefields, only to utilize the same adjective that St. Athanasius used to describe the Trinity, which was incomprehensible. All the while hoping and praying that incomprehensible is not the word those of you in the pews today would use over dinner to describe today's sermon. And yet, while we are right to be chastened by the Trinity's doctrinal depth and complexity, we must not shy away from it altogether. For it was in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit that the confessors endured persecution and the martyrs were willing to shed their blood. Inspired by this belief in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, missionaries spread the word to innumerable others. Indeed, had someone not shared the good news with us, not one of us would be here today. The doctrine of the Trinity is, for this and for other reasons, if you like, serious business. And as is the case with all Christian doctrines, we can only begin to understand its true depth, complexity, and importance when viewed from the perspective of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. When we think about the Trinity abstractly, it is ever so easy to forget that the central tenet of our faith is not just that we are created by God and that God walks among us most fully in the person of Jesus and also in the face of the stranger and the oppressed and the marginalized, and God leads us to new depths of faithfulness in the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, this isn't something that has happened in history. No, God is still, even at this very moment, and indeed in every moment, creating, walking among us, and leading us. By the same measure, viewing the doctrine of the Trinity from the vantage point of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, it is impossible to understand the crucifixion apart from believing that it is God made human flesh in the person of Jesus by the power of the Spirit who dies on the cross and rises from the grave. It's not God demanding something from someone else and exacting a monstrous punishment. Rather, it is God's selfless giving of God's self to die so that death could be defeated once and for all for our sake, your sake, and mine. In the same way, it is impossible to understand the resurrection of Jesus apart from believing that God made human flesh in the person of Jesus is resurrected through God's own will and action in the power of the Spirit. God's life and love are bigger even than the most monstrous and cruel consequences of human sinfulness. And finally, the doctrine of the Trinity necessitates the conviction that God's Holy Spirit comes to us and abides with us unto eternity, guiding us and leading us into all truth. The Trinity gives us perhaps the most complete understanding of what God is like. God creates us purely out of God's love and desire for relationship, relentlessly pursues us, even stepping in to offer to die so that we might live, and abides with us. The Trinity helps us to see God more fully as God is. It refines and purifies our understanding, our theology, even our evangelism, as a coal taken from the incense burner purified Isaiah's unclean lips. It is the God who meets in the inexplicable unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who at every moment asks, "Who can I send as a prophet to tell the world about me?" May each one of us, strengthened, purified, and nourished by that self-same God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in humility and boldness say, "Here am I, send me." And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, From Thanks and Praise, number 164, Who is on the Lord's Side?
Let us pray. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. On Tuesday evening, there will be a meeting of the Finance Committee in the Rectory at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the first Sunday after Trinity, Parish Communion at 10 o'clock, and items of food, etc., for the food bank may be left in church next Sunday and the following Sunday. The next meeting of the Select Vestry will take place on Monday the 3rd of June at 7:30 in the Parochial Hall. There will be two events that I know of in the community to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. On Tuesday the 4th of June at 6 o'clock, there will be an event of food and music at Anna Hilton Primary School, which everyone is welcome to. And on D-Day itself, the anniversary, the 80th anniversary, Thursday, the 6th of June, at 7:45, 7:45, there will be a concert with Bailey's Mills Accordion Band. That will take place here in church, and afterwards there will be light refreshments in the Parochial Hall. And once again, all are very welcome. Please make this known and encourage others to take part in this significant anniversary, the 80th of D-Day. And just looking a little further ahead, on Sunday the 16th of June, I intend celebrating the 40th anniversary of my ordination, and naturally would be delighted if you would all join me in that service here at 10 o'clock, followed by picnic afterwards at Larchfield by kind permission at 2:30. The recessional hymn 376, Ye Holy Angels Bright. Saints who toil below,
adore your heavenly King, and onward as ye go, some joyful anthem sing. Take what he gives, and praise him still through good and ill,
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.